White House aides say President Bush has decided not to offer help to Senator Trent Lott to remain Senate Majority Leader. Lott is struggling for his political life. The Mississippi Republican appeared last night on a black cable television network with more apologies for endorsing Strom Thurmond's segregationist presidential campaign in 1948. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Senator Lott said he now understands that his comments were, in his word, repugnant. But he said he did not appear on black entertainment television to make excuses. And when interviewer Ed Gordon asked Lott what he meant when he said a Thurmond victory would have saved the nation from a lot of problems, the senator said he was not talking about race.
I was talking about the problems of the defense and communism and budgets and government sometime that didn't do the job. But I understand that that was interpreted by many the way it was. And I should have been sensitive to that. I obviously made a mistake, and I'm going to do everything I can to admit that and deal with it and correct it. And what I hope the people will give me a chance to do, to show that there's an opportunity here. This is a wake-up call.
Right.
And this is an opportunity for me to do something about years of misbehavior.
In his new offensive to keep his Senate Majority Leader position, Lott announced he has reversed his longstanding opposition to affirmative action and a national holiday honoring the birthday of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I'm not sure we in America, certainly not, you know, white America and the people in the South fully understood who this man was. I made a mistake. I would vote now for Martin Luther King holiday.
Lott said he has been in discussions with Georgia Congressman John Lewis, a longtime civil rights leader. Lewis later issued a statement in which he said that in the spirit of nonviolence, quote, I believe his apology is sincere and I accept his apology. Lott said Lewis invited him to travel the South to see the large number of poor people in the region. He said he also spoke with the only black Republican now in Congress, J.C. Watts of Oklahoma, who is retiring. Lott said Watts helped him to understand how people might have been offended at his remarks at Senator Thurmond's birthday party. Eddie Williams, president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, a black Washington think tank, said he doubts Lott's strategy will help him save his political career.
Well, my initial reaction was that his performance was brave but pathetic, that from a partisan standpoint, he has damaged goods as a senator to the GOP, and strategically, I think many people are increasingly seeing him as a threat to the Republican Party at the polls in 2004.
Lott's goal in appearing on BET may have been twofold, apologizing to blacks and appealing to conservative Republicans for support. But Carrie Fredrickson, author of a book on Southern politics and an assistant professor of history at the University of Alabama, is not convinced he succeeded on either count.
I can't believe that his Southern conservative constituents are very comfortable with his appearance on the TV show, and I don't think African Americans find it particularly convincing.
The key audience for Lott remains his 50 fellow Republicans in the Senate. Merle Black, professor of politics at Emory University, questioned whether the senator's sudden shift to support affirmative action will help him save his job.
Said tonight he was for affirmative action. That'd be a new position. I don't think that's the position of the Republican Party, and that certainly hasn't been his position in the past. So I think a lot of Republicans would look at this very skeptically. Now, who is this guy who wants to be the leader of the Republican Party?
Last night, Lott said he agreed with calls for a Republican Senate caucus meeting on January 6th. At that gathering, the 51 Republicans who control the Senate will discuss whether the crisis surrounding Lott now limits his ability to lead the party. Fellow conservative Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma is leading the challenge against Lott. And it's been reported that Lott's appeals to prominent black Republicans for help, notably Secretary of State Colin Powell and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, have been rebuffed. The question now is where Lott can find any base of support to maintain his leadership position. Political scientist Merle Black.
He really has become aware of a lot more things in American life than he probably was aware of a week or so ago. It's been a tremendous week for him in that regard. I think this is Trent Lott's whole life catching up with him.
After another round of apologies, references to his faith, and requests for forgiveness, Lott's political standing remains in jeopardy. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.